Welcome to the Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're asking, what are the three rules of Twitter?
The first rule of Twitter is understanding Twitter.
It's important to understand that all of your tweets are public, something Labour candidate Stuart McLennan once forgot when he tweeted about elderly people being coffin dodgers and then moaned about having to go up north to his own constituency. He soon lost his candidacy.
England cricketer Kevin Peterson seemed to have got confused between a direct message and a public tweet. He tweeted, after being dropped by England, "Yep, done for rest of summer. Man of the World Cup T20 and dropped from the T20 side too. It's a f-." He was soon hauled in front of the selectors.
Understanding how to use hashtags is quite important too. Kenneth Cole got it wrong when he tweeted, "Millions are in uproar in Cairo. Rumour is, they heard our new spring collection is now online." This, right in the middle of the Arab Spring, where hundreds of people lost their lives.
Twitter rule number two, do not be mean.
Liam Stacey found out that being mean on Twitter can land you in hot water when he tweeted, "Lol, he's dead," after the collapse of Fabrice Muamba in a recent football match. He then went on to send racist tweets at a number of different Twitter users. This landed him in jail.
Then there was Sean Simon, the Labour MP, who's Minister for Further Education, or was Minister for Further Education. He used Twitter to joke about Britain's Got Talent singing sensation Susan Boyle, blaming her for the swine flu epidemic. "I'm not saying Susan Boyle caused swine flu, I'm just saying that nobody had swine flu. She sang on TV, people got swine flu." He tweeted that on the weekend where two people died from swine flu. Even fellow Labour MPs are aghast, the Daily Mail reported. "It's infantile, isn't it?" one said. "Hasn't he got enough to do?"
Horizon Group Management thought one of their tenants was being particularly mean after Amanda Bonin described her Chicago apartment as being mouldy on Twitter. They took her to court and sought damages of at least $50,000, but the judge in Cook County, Chicago, eventually threw out the lawsuit, saying the tweet was too vague and lacked context.
So clearly, Amanda was not being mean quite enough.
Twitter rule three, don't be angry, don't be horny, and don't be hasty.
One representative of the Chrysler Motor Group realised he should probably bite his lip when he tweeted, "I find it ironic that Detroit is known as Motor City, and yet no one here knows how to f- drive." He was so angry, he didn't realise he'd sent it from the company's main account.
Never be horny when you tweet, as Anthony Weiner, US politician, discovered when he sent a link to a photo on YFrog of his erect penis concealed by boxer shorts to a 21-year-old female college student from Seattle in Washington who was following his posts. In what was later dubbed Weinergate, Anthony Weiner had to resign.
Don't be too hasty on Twitter. This is a lesson Twitter user The Connor should have learnt when he tweeted, "Cisco just offered me a job. Now I have to weigh the utility of a fatty paycheck against the daily commute to San Jose and hating the work." Soon after, Cisco responded, "Who is the hiring manager? I'm sure they would love to know you will hate the work. We here at Cisco are well versed in the web."
And we'll finish with one of my favourites from George Galloway, the new MP of Bradford West. He tweeted just after his victory, "Welcome to the 6,000 new followers. I will try to live up to your expectations. Shattered but happy after the Blackburn triumph. Hasty, tired, a lethal combination." And if you know of any great Twitter fails you'd like to share with us, then share them at our website, www.statussocial.co.uk.